And if any of you think that you might have a nice little swag going, think again, because you should have seen Lil Instructor. By the way, for those of you who don't know what the term swag means, let me go ahead and educate you and help define that term for you all really quick. Hang on 1 second. Let me just put on my reading glasses really quick and pull up the dictionary. Okay, so let's see here. Let's see how the good old dictionary defines the term swag, which, by the way, is short for the term swagger. So swagger, according to our always dependable dictionary, is spelled S-W-A-G-G-E-R. That's S as in stupid, W as in what, A as in apple, G as in grit, another G as in grit again, E as in edible, and finally, R as in run. And so let's see here. Swagger, by definition, as a noun, means a very confident and typically arrogant or aggressive gait or manner. And as a verb, let's see here. As a verb, it means walk or behave in a very confident and typically arrogant or aggressive way. There you go. Okay, so now that that's out of the way, I hope that was helpful for those of you who might have been a little lost there. So Lil Instructor makes an entrance, right? And I kid you not. I kid you not right here. Lil Instructor walks in wearing like these 10-inch boots. And I said to myself, so those were the dumb shits that were making those dumb noises. I think they were like some combat boots or some shit. I don't know. But they made some really strange noises. Anyways, so Lil Instructor walks in the room, right? With like this strange looking swagger. And the reason why I bring this up is because it was really just one of those things where you couldn't help but notice it. Yeah, I mean, when someone makes that type of an entrance, I said, Lil Instructor, if you're going to make that type of an entrance, this shit better be good. Because that swagger definitely got my attention. Like, it wasn't like this slumpy side-to-side kind of swagger, but more like the up-and-down bouncy kind of swagger. Yeah, it was just a strange type of walk or movement. It's really hard to describe. You had to see it for yourself. I don't know. Maybe it was the 10-inch boots that was doing the trick, but yeah. I mean, after that, I said to myself, this shit is going to get interesting. I can tell. So class gets underway, right? And Lil Instructor tells everyone in the room to stand up and form a nice little circle. We're going to do some warm-up exercises. I was like, warm-up exercises? Oh, shit. Don't tell me we're about to do some dumb jumping jacks or some shit. I thought we're all here to learn how to play dumb. So I started thinking, am I even in the right class? So I started taking a look at my dumb itinerary just to make sure this was the right pit stop on this amazing trek and adventure. You know, one of those things where, you know, you better make sure you're on the right flight before takeoff sort of thing. And so sure enough, after taking a look at my dumb itinerary, yeah, everything seemed right. And so I said, okay, let me just go ahead and play along with these dummies for a little bit, see what happens. And so Lil Instructor goes, I want you all to close your eyes, relax, don't move, be very still, think of something. And I forgot what that something was, but it was some dumb shit anyways. So I look around, and sure enough, all the other dummies in that circle had their eyes closed, right? So I said, okay, I'll play along, but I'm not going to close my eyes completely. I mean, I still need to know what's going on, right? You know, just in case. You know, just in case Lil Instructor tries anything dumb, right? So guess what yours truly did?